A little more than a year ago, a group of business leaders formed the Arkansas Aerospace Alliance, a trade association focused on developing the aerospace and aviation industries in Arkansas. Here are some basics about the industry. Data from Arkansas officials indicate that the state's aerospace and aviation industry has about 180 companies, employs more than 9,000 Arkansans, and accounts for annual exports of more than $1.8 billion. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas recently spoke to Chad Causey, the recently hired executive director for the Arkansas Aerospace Alliance, to learn more.
Tell me what type of companies we're talking about when we talk aerospace, aviation. Some people might think space, the final frontier. Obviously, we think of Dassault Falcon Jet, but there's much more to it than that.
Obviously, space is a part of it. Not so much here in Arkansas, but there are companies throughout the country that focus on NASA projects, for example. But here in Arkansas, it's a very versatile industry. We have advanced manufacturers, as you've mentioned, around 180 manufacturers in the state making some type of a component for aircraft or defense products. We have companies that range from finishing out major private jetliners to defense companies down in Camden that are making missiles or components for missiles, not to mention all of the fixed base operators that are on airports out there providing fuel and other services, and maintenance repair operations that are throughout the state that service existing airlines.
Why is this an industry that we want to see develop and grow? What's the growth potential in here? Why is that so critical? Why is it not a failing manufacturing base?
Sure. Well, these are wonderful jobs and great jobs for Arkansans to have. So certainly from that standpoint, the more companies that we could get to grow here in Arkansas or locate here creates great opportunities to create great jobs for Arkansans. We look at a lot of the impacts that and pressures on the aerospace industry, and you know the economy is one of those things. The economy is on its swing up, we believe, and we also look at in the aerospace industries what are called clusters, and there are some big ones like out in Washington State where they finish out major jet airliners. Here in Arkansas, we have somewhat of a strategic position here, and what we would think would be a good location to grow the existing cluster that we have with both our defense industries located down around Camden, but also with Dassault Falcon Jet here in Little Rock and the manufacturers that service those industries. We are strategically located here in Arkansas along a aerospace axis that runs from roughly southern Iowa down through Kansas and into the Dallas-Fort Worth area where they build a lot of fighter jets for the U.S. Air Force. We are strategically located along a lot of points where we and our manufacturers here in the aerospace industry in the state can service them at minimal logistical challenges there. We can get to all those points quickly, and there's some real potential with regionally where we're located.
You mentioned earlier too fixed-based operators. These are local airports basically where people fly in and fly out. Now there have been, because of the sequester, there's been two potential closures, one in Fayetteville, one in Texarkana, that I know some congressional officials have been fighting. There's been some concern raised about that. Are two towers in Arkansas really that critical?
Well, I think so. When you look at it from a safety standpoint, we do have a significant number of planes flying in and out of those airports. And our industry sees it as a safety issue from the commercial and private aviation side of things. It's our understanding that those tower closures will be postponed at least for a time. Members of our congressional delegation, including Senators Pryor and Senator Bozeman, as well as Congressman Cotton from the 4th District, have introduced legislation or co-sponsored legislation that would require FAA to not close those towers and keep them open, and certainly our industry appreciates their efforts in looking out for the safety of the aviation community.
Grant Tenniel, the state's jobs chief, told a gathering of your alliance just a few weeks ago up in Fort Smith that he wanted to see Arkansas grow this aerospace industry at a faster rate than some of our sister states. Is that a tax code change? Is it some sort of economic incentive that needs to be in place? What has to happen to accelerate past Kansas and parts of Texas and southern Iowa and Missouri and things that are along that axis that you talked about.
Sure. Well, we're growing. In 2012, we, as you noted, we had $1.8 billion in value-added exports that came from the aerospace industry. Largest value-added export for the state of Arkansas. That ranked us about 11th or 12th nationally. Now, there are four or five states, including Washington State, Texas, California, Connecticut, and some others, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Florida, that are bigger than we are, but we have some room for growth there. For some of the regional advantages that we have, we can service with our manufacturers some of those major buyers out there in Kansas and Texas with our parts that we're making here. But I think it's a combination of the two things. Obviously, the tax code's important. General Assembly right now is considering a couple of different revisions to the tax code, including tax cuts to manufacturing.
Right.
Manufacturers. That would be a positive impact on our aerospace manufacturers, as well as a potential tax exemption on repair and replacement of parts.
Chad Causey is the executive director for the Arkansas Aerospace Alliance. He recently spoke to Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability, from the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.